Seconded by Councilman Chichewa. Please call for the question.
Councilman Chichewa?
Yes.
Councilman Crumb?
Yes.
Councilwoman Herwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Moon?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. With that, we're not going to have a vote out of executive. We just reviewed a effort of one of our companies. I'd like to be running an old business for Ryan. Mr. Honeyman, please.
Good to see everybody.
Good to see you.
I have placed a map there on each one of you, so I get to kind of talk about that. Kind of give you an update where we were in late June, we came to agreement on a draft resolution to reduce our acreage to a certain level. And I went back and started the technical evaluation so I could present it to partners to do that on the technical side and pick that. Then I went through the land side of the deal and started writing down lease numbers, came up with a list and all that. And I found a problem, actually. There's five leases. You step back in time, we prepaid for all the leases, almost $3 million just to take down these leases. For the right to take them down and go forward. As I went through the inventory of leases to segregate the two from the acreage we're going to relinquish back to the tribe versus the acreage we're going to keep, I found five leases that were never assigned. So we never really got the leases. So there's a $120,000 worth of leases that we didn't get. So I had to go through the process of presenting that to partners and going through that whole process. And that's a totally different issue than what we're going to talk about today. But so I went ahead and just included those particular 160-acre leases in these two lists. So we'll work that other problem out when we work on five. Exactly. So I have, and actually in August, I sent these lists to both the BIA and the council. And for some reason, in September, we missed the agenda. I don't know how we were supposed to be on the agenda in September and we missed it. So, you know, that's McNamara's deal. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
so anyway, I was.
He actually would, let me stop you. He actually had you taken off of it.
Okay.
He took care of another item of business of one of his other clients. Got you remember it. That part?
Yeah.
I just want to go on record saying that. Continue.
Well, anyway, so I was prepared to be here in September and now I'm here in October. So, what I have here is the. We came to an agreement on a resolution draft in June, and I was to go back and evaluate the property, look at the undrilled acreage to see what we wanted to keep and what we would relinquish back and terminate leases on. That map before you is what that will look like after the resolution is put into place. So there's 7,040 acres that in the green there that after technical evaluation that we would like to keep so that we can actually go out and develop it. And then the rest of the 12,160 acres will be relinquished back to the tribe for termination of leases. So this, I can give you, I've only brought a couple of copies of this, but here's the two lists of all the lease numbers, minus the five, there's little question marks on the five.
Are they highlighted on that list?
There's no lease number for them, so I just put a question mark in. And I can email copies or I can leave a copy here or whatever you want to do.
Leave us a copy.
These would be, I guess, an exhibit to the resolution itself. So that, I mean, this is really, I mean, if you have any questions about it, that's kind of in a nutshell the whole thing.
So. On your new 2-year lease on 7,040 acres, are you holding any other quarter sections by production?
If you look at the map, you can see it's kind of clear. It's section 3 and 10. There's one well. It's a horizontal Mississippi. We drilled five horizontal Mississippi wells. We have a mechanical problem in one of them. We will terminate leases on that well. And the rest of them are just sub-economic. They're
yes,
making a lot of water, number one, and they're making H2S, and you just can't afford to strip the hydrogen sulfide out. So those leases will also be terminated.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Council.
What we're talking about for bonus money. So anything involved?
All we were really going to do is relinquish
half
of the acreage for half of the acreage and the new year leases to go forward to be able to develop it.
I would call that.
Yep.
the idea whether we, he's gonna give up that, you already paid for him before.
Correct.
Councilman.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. Can you summarize for me that, how long have you had this concession?
Let's see, I think it was 2011. I don't have the whole concession agreement.
Approximately 2011. What have you done with this lease? Can you summarize?
We drilled five, we spent, in the neighborhood of $12, $14 million on drilling five horizontal wells, two saltwater disposal wells, put all the infrastructure in, built the gas pipeline right through the center of this, that lease block. I mean, there's been a lot of work done to it.
About the tankage, what, can you describe what you've done there?
On what?
On the, I'm assuming you've got water separation going on in this.
Oh, absolutely.
What have you done there?
As far as the facility itself?
Yeah, but can, I'll start again. Can you summarize for me what you've done on this concession since day one? Talk about the drill, wells you drill, what kind, new saltwater disposal, what kind of hardware you put out there, and I want to know from you.
Well, basically, we drilled five horizontal Mississippi wells. There are, we drilled, basically, we had one saltwater disposal well in place, and we drilled the saltwater disposal well.
Okay, so I was wrong in saying to drill two. If you drill, you had one there, you drilled.
Well, we did drill that too, but it was.
And then you, the gas infrastructure you developed and put in place.
Correct.
Okay, anything else?
Saltwater disposal infrastructure put in place.
And then what was there when you got locked on the property? Did you use anything? I don't know. I haven't been on this property, so.
I mean, it was never developed.
Okay.
Never developed. This is the area where we did the federal hearing with the windmill farm. This is part of that.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah.
What did you say? I missed the last statement.
When the tribe and the, I can't even remember the company that was, that we were in the lawsuit with, it fails me right now, but I testified on behalf of the tribe.
And then on Mustang Brown and thirdly.
Wasn't that nail in those days, though, too?
I can't remember who it was, but I remember spending all the time to try and leave this property in a position where you could actually drill wells on it and not be in competition with surface facilities and windmills and all that. So there's parts of this property now, and actually part of it that I'm going to keep, you know, on the two-year, new-year leases to develop, that we're going to have to deal with those issues of windmills, having windmills that are sitting there.
Thank you.
Skip, a lot of your production seems like was like along Atkinson Road, up in through there, the Atkinson area. What those leases you wanted to do?
As far as cum production?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they make like thousands of barrels of water a day.
Okay.
So, I mean, the problem was.
So I remember, because whenever you first got those leases going, I went out and strapped most of them up through that area.
And they made hydrocarbon. They did make hydrocarbon, but not in economic quantities. Because when you're moving that much water, mm-hmm. and having to take hydrogen sulfide out and use the chemicals to do that, you just can't make it economic. I mean, there's still potential, I think, even in the western part. But what I've concentrated on is putting dollars around that one well. We basically drilled and cored a well up to the northwest.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the full Mississippi cored almost, not quite, almost. And that's what we drilled that first well off of, is that cored data. And then we actually spread out to try and get more data around the entire concession.
Mm-hmm.
So, and unfortunately, when we went to the west, we got lots and lots of water. I think if you look at it, that the Decry well in section three is probably the best, or one of the best, horizontal Mississippi wells in the county, in the Osage.
Councilwoman.
Mrs. Phillips, this is.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was just going to get on the phone. I do apologize. For some reason, I'm sitting here thinking the Orion concession has expired.
I'm listening here.
So if it's expired, then the relinquishment of acres to the tribe, to me, there's nothing to relinquish because your concession has expired.
Is this your list?
Well, I don't have that with me. I do apologize. But that is the concession.
Okay, this is my question. It says it expired September 22nd, 2014.
Yes, so.
And then there was another one for Halcombe Holdings for $52,120. But what I'm saying is, that's what it says here on this list. Is it correct? I mean, what are we doing here?
Well, he just got through saying that that is correct, that the Orion concession has expired.
But the lease is happening.
So the thing is, with me, if by chance, and you know what the Osage Agency is doing, is we're looking at all of our leases to ensure that they're are held by production. So I'm sitting here, and that's why I was going to get on the phone, I'm sitting here to say that 12,000 acres relinquished to the tribe. Well, if those were part of the concession, and the concession has expired, then I'm kind of baffled there as to what you're trying to say. And if they are under lease, but there's no production, we're going to expire those anyway, terminate those anyway. So...
With extreme prejudice.
Pardon me if I sound stupid, but...
Let's go back in time.
I don't get it.
Several years ago, we put a resolution...
Let's let her finish first.
I don't quite understand. To me, you're looking... To me, how I'm looking at it is... The Orion concession's expired, and maybe you're interested in obtaining some new leases. Is that the case?
Does he have some leases?
Your world has changed in the last 5 minutes.
Does he have...
The answer is...
Does he have leases that are held by production?
Ma'am, let her finish.
Yes, he does have some leases that are held by production.
And they're on this map right here.
This is the first I've seen this map. But I'm pretty sure that he has sent us something that identifies all the leases. And I do want to go back to this other statement that he makes about there were five leases where they paid $120,000. There was a letter that came into the agency, and I asked lease management, Cammie Kennedy, and her staff to go in, and they found documentation where we released those monies back to Orion, because Orion came back in and said they were no longer interested in leasing. And we did send a letter to that effect, and I believe the Minerals Council got a copy of that letter as well. Anything and everything that we're doing, we're sending the Minerals Council. So you should have a copy of that letter as well.
Okay.
So I don't know about that statement. I do apologize, Skip. Our records are showing that.
That's not really an issue that I really want to address today, because that's really has to do with probably legal matters and the attorney. But that's...
With my federal trustee? Is that what you're doing?
It was mentioned.
There's $120,000 that was paid for something. And normally if you go for consideration, you get performance. Okay? There are no leases. But there's money gone, not refunded. There are... The rental payments were refunded back on leases that we don't have. Those were refunded, but the $120,000 was not refunded.
Okay, my records, we're
going to clear that up.
Yeah.
Have
so
it taken care of Wednesday.
Totally
is there anything else we need to add right now before I turn it over to my counsel? Counsel, do you have any other questions?
I do.
Councilman Crump.
A little background on this. On this particular concession, wasn't exactly what most of the others were. It was an ability to lease a block of ground. He paid the lease monies for it. And it was he just said how much it was. $50 or $100 an acre.
We paid $150.
$150 for three-year leases.
That they
bought an extra long lease for an extra long lease on 3 years. And there were probably perhaps a couple other provisions on to combine or something. I don't remember, but at any rate, they were leases that rather than a concession of just a block of ground, then you take down the leases as you drill wells. So I'm not trying to lobby for anything. I'm just trying to point out that that's how these work. Now you're saying, when are your 3 year leases up on? To go to her.
Some of them have expired, some of them haven't expired, so there's still leases intact. Really, the reason we came back with this particular proposal in the resolution was, several years ago we brought a resolution to the council for an extension of the leases at that time, because I actually proposed to partner 7 wells, and I couldn't get permits for them. Because at the time you couldn't get permits. So we waited, and we waited to see what was going to happen. And we never could get a permit without going through some really uneconomic means to go drill a well. So we came to the council, and we actually agreed, but it was never signed off on, we never finished it up. So we came back with this new proposal in June. Okay, instead of getting extensions on everything, I think Congress, or Councilwoman Herman brought back, hey, we want acreage back. I understand that. It's an asset of the tribe, and I'm all about getting the Osage back where it's supposed to be. So I agreed to take that back to partners and say, okay, we'll reduce our position from this leasehold position and move forward. And I basically.
I appreciate it. I'll just add to it. If you're coming back Wednesday, I would encourage whatever you come back with, you have communication with the Bureau and make sure where you agree and she agrees, and then whatever proposals you come back to us on Wednesday. But I think that will help us keep on track. I want to make sure that whatever you're going to propose, she's in agreement. Because it sounds like it's not happening, but I want to make sure, can we do that? Can that communication happen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can write up what this is still talking about.
Because there's two parts to the lease. We're the value side, and then once we approve, she runs it from the Bureau. And that has to happen, or we're going to be doing this over and over and over.
Thank you. I just want to make sure that we're all clear with the Orion concession was expired. So any leases that you feel that you're going to relinquish may have already been expired due to lack of production or development. So I don't want to see something come back into me saying 12,160 acres relinquished that was maybe part of the original concession. Because in my opinion, the concession is expired, so that's not something that we really is a proposal to return back to the nation or the Minerals Council, because it's been returned or it's been expired.
The life of the leases exceeds the concession. Right.
If they're held by production.
Well, no.
Okay.
If you have a primary
term. Okay, yeah.
Term.
Primary term.
Right. Okay. At the time I came to the council in June, there was a large number of leases that hadn't expired.
Okay, so those are going to identify.
Right, into some roadblocks that really caused.
Can this conversation happen between you two?
Yes.
And come to an agreement and we'll hear it? I hear what you're saying here, but I think unless you two agree, we're not going to get anywhere. It's an agreement with you. So if you can communicate with her and come to me.
For Wednesday.
For Wednesday.
For Wednesday.
Thank you, sir.
Any other questions?
No. I think we're good to go. Producer of the year, 6B, Councilman Kermit.
I missed, put this on the agenda because we're needing to act on. I think we have a continuing resolution that, if I recall, that we were going to start this process up every year.
Yes.
And award one. And we are now going to have a summit, and that was where we did the first one, on the restart they used to do years ago. So I talked to Lacey this morning, and in order for us to be able to nominate somebody and then vote among ourselves, the process is that the council nominates people who they think are producers, and then the council will vote on if he gets it. But we need to do that by next Wednesday for her to be able to do the purchasing of the award and that sort of thing.
Yes, sir.
So my suggestion is that council members have their ideas who it is. We'll do an executive session on Wednesday. We will, put forward whoever they think it should be. Maybe we can have a little discussion in there about, sales pitch for who your candidate is. And then we will announce, and then we will vote on it. And I guess we really won't announce. We didn't announce the deal.
But we will make the decision next Wednesday.
We can surprise them with the flags, and then the people who have the flags surprise us and not deliver.
Right.
Hey, you gotta take care of that.
So what we need to do in executive session is make a decision on who gets the shares. And that's the process that I'm wanting to kick off, that is all it was.
Thank you.
Comment? Yes, please. Just a quick follow-up comment, great idea, Councilman Crum. And the only thing I would also recommend is we run, once we decide who that person is, we communicate with our field guys as we generally do, if we just see anything. If we're not seeing out in the field what they're doing, that we should know. And then maybe run that by the saltwater injection folks too. If we're not giving an award to somebody who's got to be.
We're gonna say that, we're gonna say next word.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's try that. Who wants to handle the item C under old business? Just review it for the explanatory, the nation left this bank. Or the last ones with the CD there. Just think about it. With that, I'd like to move on down to resolution for hot water, Stephanie Irwin. Very quickly.
Very quickly, all right. The last thing is, we haven't had any hot water. We've tried to get it fixed, I've had our office help call and inquire about it. The last time they called about it, they said we were gonna have to do a resolution. I think the 19.5% of our indirect cost is a waste of money. They told them that they didn't have any money for the last 3 months, and we were low priority. So it was gonna take a resolution to get our hot water tank in there, so they can have hot water for the restrooms in the sink.
Yes, ma'am. Councilwoman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I talked to the department that handles all the work orders. They were just put on hold, our request was put on hold, because they have to purchase a water heater. And we don't need a resolution. They're just in the process of getting the purchase order together, so they can get us a water heater and get it over here. I talked to them just yesterday.
Council, do you have any more to add? A little bit of hot water, if you ask them. Okay, now let's move on to some other items. The minute meetings, as we have announced, they're been sent to you on your electronic for your review. We'll take care of those Wednesday. Committee reports, I appreciate. Is ready to wait through this dilemma? I'd like to turn the floor over to you. This is on your oil and gas summit.
I wrote you a copy of the budget that I prepared. First of all, I just want to thank you all.
Brother, thank you, sir.
For allowing me this opportunity.
It's our honor.
Thank you. I've been a part of this since 2002, from the first minister's council we had in Tulsa. You know, Lindell's Mall, plus our first street. And now we're having it at our own land, which is great. And with that, we're getting a real big cost cut on this. I believe that since it's a one-day event, that we don't have to spend that much money, because I'm going to get paid back through the marketing of the casino for the rooms and the food. So my goal is to have a bigger return of money for next year for our 2 to 3 day events.
Yes, ma'am.
And so that's why I broke down costs. I even got a hold of Jessica Moore, that she did our prints for last year. I asked her if we can use it again this year, and she said yes. She very thankful. I asked if she needed one to feed, and she said all she wanted was a t-shirt for each of the family members. And I said, no problem. She even sent me sizes. So we're going to do that.
I'll print some out by tomorrow.
It's a beautiful print.
Yes, yeah, that's fine.
And I've already got costs for the t-shirts. We could sell them, which I plan to have a meeting with the committee meeting next week sometime, because there's going to be some costs that I need to get advice for, because we charge each person a fee to come to the summit and for a 2 day event. And I was just wondering, I budgeted for $50 a person. We can lower it a or make it higher, it's up to the community, what you would want to do. But I already have lanyards ordered, I already have our tote bags ordered, and our t-shirts ordered. And the gift cost, I'm under Eskimo Joe's, love them. I plan to do two mailouts before December 7th, and email blast, and I'll be working with Lou with that. And I plan to reach out to more shareholders for this event, since it's local, and since Skytruck. For the rooms, I have the rooms all blocked for that day, but we're only gonna book a certain amount of rooms for the council members, because we are gonna have cocktail hour that night, and I'll take for us, I have rooms for our people.
You might not know about that.
Okay.
And my.
Yes, ma'am. I love it.
And by us having it on our own land, we do get charges back, we get taxes back for this, and we get service charge back. And so, and I already have the dinner, the lunch, the hors d'oeuvres for our break off, for our happy hour, and a $10 free plan for that night. So, I have everything, done. My next step is our speakers.
Yes.
Get our drummers in line, color guard in line.
Police.
And police, and the person that's gonna be introducing the speakers. That's it. Everything else is done. I have decorations into this budget already, and we're going into Christmas Day.
I love it. Council, Superintendent.
What's the date?
December 7th. Thank you.
And we're gonna try to coordinate it with the Michael Black event of the consultation meeting. He might have to show up, or Councilman Crump.
I had some other questions about that, about the director. That was the day before we're gonna do that. I wonder if it would be, that they might want to, the delegation might want to stay there the day before. If they are, well, perhaps Cynthia, or perhaps Christie can set that up for them, suggest that they maybe we should stay in that building.
Yeah.
Because we were hoping that perhaps he'd stick, well, we don't know what his schedule is. But if at all possible for him or some of these people to stick around and watch the next day, that would be, that might be something they'd be interested in.
On the 6th, I do have rooms booked already, especially for me and Eli.
Yes.
So if we're dealing with such a budget that we're wanting to save for next year, I'm just using the people that I can trust.
Right.
And so we'll be there on the 6th. So to get things ready. So there's rooms if you want to have meetings there on the 6th.
Well, I think that was the hope.
That we can accommodate.
I think that was the hope. But back to what I really started to say, I want to thank you for putting this together for the past few days. You told me that you'd be interested in it, and I threw you under the bus in here and said that you would do it. I'm glad you stepped up.
No, I'm so glad because I have two grandfathers that was on the council, of course, Ed Red Eagle Senior, mm-hmm. and then my great-grandfather, Roman Logan, was on the first council. So me and Eli, we're very thankful for you even asking us to participate.
Just saying with your grandfather is one of my greatest honors.
And so I think putting this in here, it's going to be more than just a placeholder, because it looks like it's going to be a good event. But we were hoping to be able to hold it in there. We didn't let it die for a year because of this inaction through the summer and stuff on the that we indecided, I guess.
And with all the changes.
Right. One thing that I don't think you've been able to do, and perhaps it's not even appropriate for this one here, was these were always financed greatly by contributions from the producers. So you probably didn't do the outreach that had been done in the past. Yeah,
I am going to do some outreach, though, with Lou's help. And I do have a list of contributors that we've had in the past. I'm just going to see what's appropriate with the next committee meeting. I'm going to see what's appropriate.
Right.
But for half of this, it's already donated to the casino.
Right.
So we're really looking at maybe 5,000 more that's going to be coming out of the budget that we already have.
I would think that perhaps there will be some that would want to participate, but I understand not doing the full course press that I can do in, maybe for next year.
We're saving that for next year for that budget.
Okay.
And I am gonna do two press releases and just to get people interested, get our shareholders interested, get our producers interested with the email blast. Because I'm trying to make this very cost effective for this year, so it all goes back into the bank for next year.
Thank you so much, Council.
Thank you, Chairman. I too want to thank you for stepping up and your brother Eli to come up with a solution. Looks great. I know there's a lot of work to do. Now, the one thing I want to make clear to the council is, and I think when we had our initial discussion, and it's unfortunate Mr. Yates is not here, but I think the group was wanting to lean on the Old Stage Interim Council to help communicate what kind of speakers we want. So if we could maybe take a little more active role, Mr. Yates and I were gonna do was going to pull up a list of speakers. His task was in the morning to producer relevant issues. So we're kind of shifting away from the geology that we generally think is great information, but more, as you say, Councilman Crum, nuts and bolts. And when you're actually trying to operate well out there, what are the issues? So that kind of morning is dedicated to that. In the afternoon, we're looking at possible future development opportunities and what may be some cooperation with us and the producers might develop. So we're exploring that. And then the last thing is the Bureau, since they're gonna be in the audience or here, we thought maybe there could be a session where Mr. Black could be available to talk back and forth with our producers. You know, just general summaries of where the future base, the Bureau sees them and the relationship. So that's kind of how it's going. Again, Mr. Yates and I were gonna put together a list. If he's not here, I'll try to see how we can get that going for next week. But if you have ideas, we'd love to hear them on the Mineral Council.
And with the booths, we always have booths, vendors coming in. Already have four coming, no problem. The Osage Tourism, Osage County Tourism is having a booth. We have the Merchant Association having a booth. I have the Osage Arts having a booth. I'm having Joe Don Gray having a booth at the Osage Casino. I thought we could just have it around while we're having the meeting, and so that they can be a part of it too.
Ms. Christie, I just want to thank you and Eli for doing such a good job on such a short time frame. I'm really looking forward to it.
It's gonna be fun.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I want to say that I would like for us to, as one of the speakers, to be Edith Wilson. She gave a presentation to us about a year or so ago on earthquakes.
Okay.
And the how it lays out next to the reservation.
That's great. I'll get all that information.
Okay.
That's great.
Thank you, Chair. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No.
With that, okay, thank you now.
Well, what's up, Galen?
Now, wait a minute, you're about to get back, you know.
Just going in there.
With that, anything you need else from us, Lindsay, just tell us.
Thank you very much.
I'd like to entertain motion adjourned. Yes, I have a motion on the floor to adjourn by council. If there's anything you need to add, I need to go.
Second.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Everett, seconded by Councilwoman Bain. Without discussion, I'd like to call for the question.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Moon?
Yes.
Councilman Chisholm?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Thank you.